This is the Sakar Murli of the 5th of July 2026, originally spoken on the 15th of December 2010. And the title, Transform Mine into Yours and Become a Carefree Emperor. Practice putting a full stop to all waste in a second and use all your thoughts and time in a worthwhile way. Today, Baba is looking at his children everywhere, who are the carefree emperors. It is only now that such a gathering of carefree emperors is visible, because it is only now that the Father takes your worries away and makes you into carefree emperors. And this is why this gathering of yours is only visible at this time. From the time you wake up in the morning, you are stable in a carefree stage. While eating, drinking, and doing everything, you have no worries. When you sleep, you are carefree. You are an emperor and yet carefree. Do you experience this as you wake up and when you go to sleep? All of you have given your worries to the Father and received this spiritual intoxication. And this is why you have become carefree emperors. If you have any worries while moving along, what does that worry then make you? When you have this spiritual intoxication, the sparkle of light is then visible on your forehead. If there is any worry, a basket of burdens appears there. So speak, do you like the sparkle of light or a basket of burdens? You carefree emperors love yourselves, and when you are flying in such a stage, others who see your sparkling lights have so much love for you. This is why Bhaktada makes you children remain constantly stable in the awareness of being carefree emperors. This is why your devotees show your images as those who are double-crowned. One is a crown of light, and the other is a crown of the sovereignty of victory that you attained over your vices. They show double crowns, and this is why Bhaktada always gives this teaching to all of you children. It is very easy to remain constantly in pleasure. What is easy? Simply hand over any limited consciousness of mine to the Father. When you change mine into yours, you become carefree emperors. There is the difference of just one letter, tera, yours, and mera, mine. With the difference of this one letter, you become carefree emperors. This is easy, is it not? You have become carefree emperors, have you not? Or do you still have some worry? If at any time you have worry instead of spiritual intoxication, the difference is due to accepting everything that is yours as mine. So what have all of you shown practically? Have you handed over all your worries? Or do you now and then let go of your spiritual intoxication and become worried? Do you have any worries or do you remain constantly carefree? Those who remain constantly carefree emperors, raise your hands. Carefree emperors? Are you sure? Or only sometimes? Carefree emperors, raise your hands high. Even those who are this only sometimes. To worry about service is a different matter. That worry is a means of making others carefree. If you have sanskars of worry, then at that time change that mine into yours. Hand your worries over to the Father and take this spiritual intoxication. Because the Father has come to take the children's worries away and give them intoxication. So check within yourself. Do I sometimes let the sanskars of a long period of time emerge again? This is because for some time, Bhagdada has been telling you children that according to the present time, anything can happen. It can happen at any time. And this is why each of you children has to pay attention to yourself. Am I able to put a full stop in a second when I want? For instance, when you have any waste thoughts, are you able to finish that waste in a second by putting a full stop? Do you have such a practice? Or is it that at that time, according to the circumstances, you would need to make effort to finish that waste? You try to put a full stop, but instead you put a question mark. If at that time you continue to think why, what, or how, then the aim that you have of going back with the Father will go back in a second. He is a point, and a second is also a point, and a full stop is also a point. Do you have such a practice? If you practice this from now, then by putting your hand in the Father's hand of Srimat, the same as the Father, you will be able to go back home. This is why Bhagdada has also told you earlier to underline paying attention to two things. What are those two things? One is the treasure of thoughts and the other is the treasure of time. You have received many treasures, the treasure of knowledge, the treasure of powers, and you have also received all the main methods for becoming complete with yoga. Because this time of the confluence age is the most special and invaluable time of the whole cycle, you can attain as much attainment as you want at this time, because this one birth is a very elevated birth. You have to create your reward for many births in this one birth. You must not waste even a second of the confluence age. 1 second is connected with many births. 1 year of accumulation is equivalent to many years of attainment. Therefore, the value of this time is not of just seconds and minutes, but an hour is still great. Even a second is great, and thoughts are the main foundation for this birth of the confluence age. Look, when you have yoga, you say Man Manabhav, and this is the basis of your foundation. Your mind's work is to have thoughts, and it is only through your thoughts that you experience the pilgrimage of remembrance. You especially make others practice this by giving different thoughts to one another, do you not? So check everything. Was your valuable time throughout the day, while moving along and doing everything and having relationship with others, used in an invaluable way? Because this time is invaluable. Thoughts make you almighty authorities. Bhagdada repeatedly tells you, O beloved children of Bhagdada, children who live in my heart, now finish your accounts of waste. Use everything in a worthwhile way. To use everything in a worthwhile way is to have success. Do not think that just 1 second has gone by. You definitely have to pay attention to yourselves to the extent that every second and every thought is used in a worthwhile way. Check yourselves to this extent in terms of putting a full stop. Do not become careless. Babdada did say this, but I didn't understand it. I didn't think about it at the time. This time is going by so fast, and it will go. Babdada now wishes to take carelessness away from you all. Baba doesn't want to hear, "I didn't understand," or "I didn't think." Now the new year is going to come. So before the new year begins, finish carelessness as well as laziness in the Brahman world. There are different types of laziness. Now begin to practice this in the time that still remains of this year. And when the new year starts, have courage and place this thought in front of Babdada and bid it farewell. Along with the year, also bid farewell to this. Can you give this? Can you give this? Those who can bid it farewell, raise your hands. Everyone raised their hands. Wa children wa. You have pleased Babdada very much by raising your hands. Babdada has seen that many children remember to give a return for something that they have raised their hands for, whereas some become careless in remembering this. You have very good heart-to-heart conversations with Babdada. It will happen, Baba. You just watch. It will happen just now. It will happen now. Babdada smiles when he hears this from the careless children. What else can he do? It is good. You think that you are going to do it, that you are going to do it, dot, dot. Many think this, but what can be said of their checking themselves as to whether they are doing it or not? They become careless. Today, Babdada saw that all of you children in your countries and at your places are able to hear and see everything very clearly. Babdada is telling you children who come personally in front of him, and also you children who are hearing and watching at your own places, now underline your efforts, your thoughts, and your time at the confluence age. In the subject of love, the majority of you children have passed. You are all progressing very well on the basis of love. Because of love, because Baba receives a response of the Father's love, you are moving forward. But the Father feels that just as you have become experienced in love, in the same way, you have to pay extra attention to the subject of remembrance and to destroying your sins of many births. Why? Only when your sins are destroyed will you go back with the Father. Otherwise, you will follow him. The Father feels that a loving response is when you definitely do what the one you love tells you to do. Since you children love the Father, his desire is that we remain together. You came into your kingdom with Father Brahma. To come into the kingdom means to become part of the royal family. You may not sit on the throne. You may at least become companions of the members of the royal family. Babdada has already told you earlier how to recognize this. From the time that you have come, however old you are in this knowledge, if you have always been seated on Babdada's heart throne from that time, then for those who have remained seated on this heart throne for a long period, who haven't placed their feet in the dust, according to that, they will come into a close relationship with the royal family. They will become part of the royal family. You have love, and those who have love would not hold back in fulfilling the responsibility of love. Those who are seated on the heart throne will also be in some relationship in the copper and iron ages. They will remain close. This is why those who are fulfilling the responsibility of love remain constantly seated on the heart throne and claim their right for birth after birth. This is why Bhagdada loves every child. Baba has given the majority of you a certificate for having passed in this subject. You must now definitely pass in all the subjects. You have to pass and remain close. Pass. Acha. Those children who have come for the first time, stand up. Those who have come for the first time, half the class is new. Bhagdada is welcoming those who have come. Congratulations. Congratulations for coming here for the first time. Although you have come late, you have come before it is too late. Now pay attention to becoming intense effort makers in a short time and create as much of your future as you want. With your intense efforts, you can move forward because there is still a margin for making effort even now. You can move forward as much as you want to. Bhagdada and this divine family will give you vibrations to help you move forward with them. Therefore, move forward. Have courage. With your courage and help from Bhagdada and the family, move forward. Is that all right? Say yes. Move forward. Acha. Residents of Madhuban. Those from Madhuban are lucky. Make the gathering a little strong and create your companions. Do not make companions for anything else. Those from Madhuban should make one another their companions for this and claim a first number. Will you claim it? Let the past be the past. Whatever has happened, everyone saw or heard about it, and those from Madhuban have a great golden chance. All are included in Madhuban. If those from Madhuban, and this does not mean that those from Pandabhavan are separate from those of another place, no. Madhuban means all are united. So do those of you from Madhuban think that you will do it? Those who do this, raise your hands. Everyone raised their hands. Some of you think that you have to do this and that it is not a big thing because you have Bhagdada and the daddies. It is not a big thing. What do you daddies think? Those from Madhuban are number one. It is good. Baba has told everyone to do this and demonstrate it to everyone. However, Madhuban is Madhuban. Let everyone give vibrations for this and it will happen. It is not a big deal. Let there not be any name or trace of obstacles. Okay, something may have happened, and there was an exchange, but it has finished. Some time ago, when Daddy was here, everyone had made the lesson of Haji firm. No one said no, but Haji. Very good. Madhuban will come in the first number. Bhagdada has the intoxication of Madhuban. He has intoxication for every zone. Madhavan is now in front of Baba. But Baba is telling those of all the zones, Haji. Sweet souls, is this lesson firm for everyone? Is it firm? Madhavan should claim this prize. You can let the past be the past in a second. Okay, you are effort makers and something has happened. But now, let the past be the past and fly. Those who fly have to let go of the past, for only then are they able to fly. So very good. Now let Gujarat do something new. Babdada has also told those from Delhi to do something new. Babdada has received the news that the youth from this land and abroad have started something, and there can be a good result from that. This invention has only just begun, but Bharat and the lands abroad can together perform wonders. You have now just begun, and those from Delhi have maintained their courage well. You have begun. And if this spreads throughout the world, then the lands abroad and Bharat will become one Brahmin family in front of the world and will unite the world. It has already begun. However, now have a big programs in which you have people coming from the main countries and it becomes well known in the world that all are brothers and sisters, children of the one father. Let the sound of brotherhood and sisterhood continue to spread. On the one stage, let all the people from the different places have a special experience. All of you are making plans for this. You are now going into the unlimited. Let everyone know that this is God's family. Let this become well known. All of those who are coming are doing service. You are making your own efforts and also carrying out this godly task. This will also become well known in the world. It is one family. Acha. Babdada is now congratulating all of you children everywhere. Congratulations for moving forward every day, every hour. The time is waiting for you. You must not wait for the time. You can bring the time of completion as close as you want. You Brahmins should not think that you will become ready when the time comes. You have to bring that time close. The time is telling the Father, Brahmin soul should now bring me the time close. Matter is also telling the Father, bring the completion close now. So what response should Babdada give? What should he reply? Should he say, the time is now almost here? Should he give this reply on your behalf? What should he reply? Speak. What should he reply? Now bring the completion close. That is, make yourselves complete and perfect, because Babdada will not go back home alone. He will return with you children. So fix a date. By when? You have been given some work, and so now discuss it among yourselves. What reply should Babdada give to the elements? The elements are very distressed. Unhappy souls are crying out in their minds. Now increase service with your minds. You are serving with your minds, but let this continually increase. Increase it even now, because the elements and unhappy souls are coming to the Father and crying out in distress. So you have to give them an experience of peace and happiness They want 1 second of peace. Give us a little peace. When a person is hungry, he wants something, even a little. And so now, increase service with your minds. You are doing service with words, and Bhaktada is pleased with that. Ajah, remember your homework that Bhaktada has given you, and remind others of it too. Ajah. To Bhaktada's children who are seated on his heart throne, to the children who are constantly moving forward in the task of world benefit, as well as giving drishti, Bhaktada is giving you love from his heart and congratulating you. Congratulations. While sitting far away, each child is experiencing himself to be personally in front of Baba. And while merging all the children in his heart, Bhaktada is saying, Namaste, Namaste. Blessing, may you become an embodiment of success by serving as an image of the balance of love and power. You constantly have love for the Father in one eye and the awareness of your duty service given to you by the Father in the other eye. In the same way, as well as being an image of love, now also become an image of power. As well as love, let your words be filled with such power that you are able to pierce, that is, penetrate anyone's heart. A mother teaches her child with whatever words are needed, but because of her love, those words do not feel harsh or bitter. In the same way, tell everyone this true knowledge in clear words. But let the words be filled with such love that you become an embodiment of success. Slogan, make the Almighty Authority Father your companion, and you will be liberated from having to repent. Aviak signal, stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. Just as the rays of the sun spread everywhere, in the same way, with the stage of being a Master Almighty Authority, experience spreading the rays of powers and specialities everywhere. For this, stabilize yourself on the seat of the awareness of this self-respect. I am a soul who is a Master Almighty Authority. I am a destroyer of obstacles. Let your yoga be volcanic, and no obstacle will be able to come in front of you. Om Shanti.